That's right, and as I promised you, Mpumalanga, in fact, I promised you that let's try and get the department to weigh in on this conversation that we're having now with Tebo Fosekaledi and Believe God joining us on the line. Let me start with him. Tebo, good evening, my brother. Really appreciate you making time. In fact, as the Democratic Alliance, you are still not happy with how the crime prevention gatherings are administered by the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. Just talk to us about how concerned then are you with this 1,200 prevention prevention wardens, and also let's talk about the issues of legislation that you keep on bringing up. Are you saying this particular entity is not connected, not legislated anywhere?
Yes, no, thank you so much, Musa, and good evening to you as yourself and to your listeners. Musa, it's not the first time that we are ringing the alarm bells. We've got huge problems with this program. We started from the beginning of the year when this from its inception, especially when we found out that they only had received 5 days of training. A similar thing happened in Gauteng where the DA in Gauteng rang the alarms with regards to the legislation that was surrounding their enactment. Now, we are lawmakers at the provincial legislature. We cannot act outside of the ambit of the law. And I think that is very much potent to us stressing that fact. The crime prevention wardens within the Gauteng legislature are acting on a deserted legislation that has been proclaimed by the Minister of Justice. So the Criminal Procedure Act allows for them in Section 304 for the Minister to proclaim them as peace officers. And that privilege is restricted to that jurisdiction. In the Mpumalanga legislature, in the Mpumalanga province, we have not received or been given that the crime prevention wardens within our province have been proclaimed as peace officers within that same gazette. We've not received that gazette. We've searched for it online, we've searched with it with the ministry, we have not received it. And that means if they are not using that act to legally justify the crime prevention wardens, that means that they are illegitimately conducting work outside the ambit of the law.
So
that means they are just like me and you, they cannot stop and search you, they cannot do anything related to law enforcement. And that is a big worry because now the department has put them already in police stations to enforce law as the MEC would put it, to be a force multiplier and work hand in hand with police.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not have the mandate to do that. And that is very much concerning for us because we've just had reports 3 days ago that a crime prevention wardens, or they call them Amapanyaza, that's right, in Gauteng, that five of them have been shot. And are critically ill, not, I wouldn't say critically, but they are injured because they have literally been shot by 1847, and in our case, our crime prevention wardens have literally been sent in for the slaughter because they've got 5 days of security training. They don't have any firearm training. They literally don't have the training to be able to defend themselves, let alone defend citizens of this province. So it's alarm bells that we are alarming as early as possible so that the MEC and the department can act upon it as soon as possible because we do not want to find ourselves in a situation where we've got mass litigation against the state because we allow the situation where people are put into the streets by ourselves as leaders, by the department as leaders. And these people find themselves now having to bury or families having to now bury their family members. Then we could have stopped that from happening from the first place.
Yeah, let me bring in that. By the way, should I be worried because the last time I was in Barberton, I certified my documents and I was assisted by a client who went to work. Does that mean that that's not valid?
Mr. Kusana, a very good evening to you and your guest, Mr. Dubokosipalidi, and the arrivals from listeners. Well, what happened in Gauteng, as Mr. Sipalidi has pointed out, is the near reflection of what our country has become. We are aware that the process of crime in this country are alarmingly high, and therefore our province is not an exception. We are not seeing we are seeing police officers also being attacked, and obviously it goes without saying the by virtue of them being patrollers, which the law does allow, they are not doing that alone. Every time they go on a patrol or on any crime prevention initiative or patrolling, as the law does provide for that in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act, there are cases where they might face such imminent danger. Hence, we give them the training on grade E, D, and E level of security. That is the basic training that is provided to them. But you are also in the process of providing more training to them to make them better equipped so that they can be optimally utilized. The desire is one, to make them as effective as possible so that they can become force multipliers and assist not only the police or the department, because we also do have programs whereby we engage with them. But safe to say that prior to the then Minister of Police being placed on a special leave, there were some indications that the issue of crime prevention widens. We have got 60,000 of them also countrywide. The matter would have been discussed at one of the monuments sittings. There are efforts in place to make sure that that particular item is also discussed at the next monument that we sit as soon as possible, so that we can finalize the issues around the existence of a CTW. But each day, we are trying our utmost best to utilize them as optimally as possible. But we are acutely aware of the alarming levels of crime in our province.
Yeah.
We are aware that the people who wear uniform, by virtue of them wearing uniform and preventing crime, they naturally, those people who wear uniform and are police or working law enforcement, they are naturally enemies of criminals.
Yeah. Let me maybe try and get a sense of whether I understood what you said about this minimum, right? Instead of the legislation within the purview of the province that warrants or allow these CPWs or the crime prevention wardens to exist, are they legislated by any law then part two, the police are receiving what you call a danger fee, right? What are these CWPs receiving them? Because they are acting and augmenting the work of the police force. When the police are receiving this danger fee, when they go to these dangerous places, what then happens with these CPWs?
From my understanding of this matter, is that the law does allow us to appoint people as patrollers, like crime prevention wardens apparently do. But therefore, as I have already indicated, the issues of danger allowance, I do not have full details regarding that. But then again, this is something that I will need to go back on and discuss with the relevant program manager. But for all I know is that currently efforts are being made to find ways in which that will be discussed. That was my analogy. It's supposed to have been discussed already at the minimum that did not see. We are hoping that this will find each space in the next agenda of the meeting so that it can be discussed and finalized. But ourselves internally are working on other processes to try and work on the dynamics on how best can we train them, optimally utilize them for the benefit of all, especially our communities, while they also act as force multipliers, in line with what the MEC has pronounced on, and in line with what you all wish to see, more people working on efforts to prevent and solve crime cases, but most importantly as well, promotion of law enforcement disability, because we believe that also acts and serves as a deterrent.
It's clearly a statement that we met these crime prevention wardens to be within our police station in the context of Mpumalanga. But also, equally talk to us about the last few and I had a conversation of this nature. You indicated to me that some police police station commanders within police stations were reluctant in placing these crime prevention wardens. What has been the update in that?
I'm going to be very much straight to the point, and I'm not going to double down on the fact. What the gentleman there, or the representative or the spokesperson for the community safety security liaison, is saying, I'm rubbishing all of those facts, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm very much concerned that we are now talking about people. Forget the politics. Forget that I'm from the DA. Forget all the political parties that are involved. You are now talking about legislation, you're talking about it. And when we're talking about law, Section 334 of the Criminal Procedure Act of 1977, Act 51 of 1977, allows the Minister of Justice to declare specific categories of persons as peace officers, and provided that a certificate of competence from the National Commissioner of Sex gives them that certificate. That has not been done in Pumalanga. We've checked it up, my office has checked it up, it's not been done. So legally, crime prevention wardens do not have a legal standing in the province. And that has been the biggest issue that we've had, even in Gauteng. Whereas they had to make sure that the minister of justice, which was Ronald Lamula, at the time. In June 2023, the provincial government requested the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services to designate crime prevention wardens as peace officers. That was done in their jurisdiction, which is the Gauteng province. In Mpumalanga, that has not been done. And that is why I'm rubbishing what that spokesperson is speaking about, because if you can go online now, I'm challenging even the listeners, and I'm challenging the department itself to go online and check whether the Mpumalanga Provincial the Department of Community Safety Security and Liaison has received a gazette that speaks to crime prevention wardens being peace officers. The legislation that he speaks about the Criminal Procedure Act is the exact same one that I'm speaking about, where it needs to be gazetted. You can't just wake up tomorrow and say that Honorable Tebogo Skaledi is now going to become a peace officer. That's not how it's done. And that's not how the legislature should act. And that is why we are sounding the alarm, because if anything were to happen to any of those crime prevention wardens, there's mass legal repercussions that will be waiting for us. The second thing. Yes. The last point that I want to make is with regards to the station commanders. They themselves, when the program initially began, they said they cannot put people that are not skilled to be able to patrol, because station commanders are responsible. You are talking about military ranked people. A station commander, if he sends people that are not adequately trained and they get hurt, they will suffer the consequences for it. We are not talking about politics, we are talking about people. We are talking about being able to safeguard people from not getting hurt in the line of duty. And for himself, he himself will not be able to quote the act that they have enacted since crime prevention orders. That is why I'm rubbishing that fact, and I'm saying, please fix the mess that is happening before it turns into a disaster.
No prescriptive law that exists that elects the common prevention orders for the next.